Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Doom.
Welcome
to another
splendiferous episode.
That's a good goddamn word.
I'm the god, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
Yeah, we don't have a soundboard. Again.
Bomb, bim, bomb.
When they're going to start treating us with some respect and just get us our own iPad.
I know, right?
Follow me on social media. I'm Dave Temple, and the great boy here next to me,
G-R-E-A-T-Y. Yeah.
Man, we're in a good mood today, man, because if you're watching this live, you know Black Ass is tonight.
Black Ass
is tonight. Now, you're probably, if you're watching this live, you're probably not in New York. You're not making your way here, and we weren't going to let you down. We're pre-recording this, so, you know, it's a little bit old. We had to pre-record this because if we were going to be in the studio and then to just go over to Black Ass, that would be fly. That would be fly, but it would also be very, very irresponsible of us.
Yeah, man, because that shit is all the way on the water, nigga. Traffic, at 6 o'clock, get the fuck out of here.
So, I tell you what, we're going to have fun to make sure for the people because we still always got y'all. And
the
other cities that we are going to be in while we're having fun. T, if you could get the plugs, let's just do plugs right away.
Yeah, get it out the way.
Let the people know where we're going to be.
Yeah.
At. So, as I said, this is advanced, so we still got Bridgeport and New York on the schedule. But left, you can see me at Stamford, Connecticut, December 23rd for two shows.
Go ahead, do you think
following
there,
after that, we're making our way up to Buffalo. January 17th, Helium Comedy Club. Please make sure you guys pack this one out.
When I tell you I got to get like a Gucci jet or a Louis something because I'm in West Town.
Yeah, make sure
we
got
to do a call to action. We'd be like, yo, Wes.
Everybody's got to add Wes and them to make sure. Although I heard we got a better chance at getting Benny to show up.
That's fine.
At everybody.
We got a better chance at getting Benny, so you know what I mean?
And Conway.
Show them dudes, let them know that we coming up here. Damn, we don't even have no soundboard though.
Yeah, we got to go out to the hardest Griselda tracks the whole weekend.
Yeah,
like we got to come out the straight. But like Elizabeth, we should both come out to Elizabeth.
You know what's crazy? I'm gonna finish up plugs. We always get distracted during plugs. Let me finish the plugs.
Sorry.
December 18th, I will be in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you the shit, huh?
Yeah. This is a cool little comedy club, Kings Highway Comedy, so please come on out and support that. And then Emmaus Theater, January 27th. We're all over Pennsylvania in the New York area. We got to get to some other states. Oh, we are? St. Louis, Missouri?
Oh, shit. We're back in St. Louis.
To make a splash, and it's a good big room. Big room.
We're doing the main room.
The garage into the big room, giving us the capability to do the show that we love to do.
Yeah.
And then we go across the big pond.
Finally.
To the
going
UK,
to London.
London. And I can't wait. We were just talking about this before.
This is actually one place I really want to go.
Right.
Like, I don't like going nowhere.
Right.
But I'll take this 8-hour flight. I got to save some money because
Heathrow.
I'm Tell me when y'all get y'all tickets.
You
so
don't
I can
need
book
to save
class.
Money. This is what we were just talking about. We're going to go to London, and we're going to do the same shit London people do here. All right? I'm coming.
Okay.
I'm coming to fuck your trash. All right?
I want a London girl.
I want to be taken to your flat. And you can put me
on English there, girl. Yeah. Take me to the
I'm not even getting a hotel. I'm just coming fly off with a duffel bag.
I really want you to kick it in.
I'm telling you. Every girl comes from London to New York to
and
come to Brooklyn
objectify
and
us.
Fuck around. So what neighborhood is the equivalent of London's Brooklyn? I'm coming to
you
fuck
know,
around.
Come hang out. Try to come hang out. Fuck your shit up.
I'm coming to piss
hey,
on your
girl,
streets.
Let me hear your accent. I ain't from here.
I'm coming to get drunk. And you know what? I'm not wearing no underwear while I'm in
Dag, you going free ball?
Ain't that what they do?
That's that
I feel like
ball.
They come over here with their little boots their little boots and jeans with no underwear underneath of them.
Yeah, they be down. You know, they be trying to fuck.
So wait, what was we talking about before? St. Louis. The big room. Then I was like, we got to finish the plugs.
England.
God damn it.
We was talking about Wes.
Wes?
He was like, yo, we got to come out to, I said,
oh,
you both got to
oh,
come out to Elizabeth.
Oh, 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 yeah. The Beats, man. There was a dude from Philly that I used to watch on Vine.
Wow.
Jay Versace.
I remember Jay Versace.
You remember Jay Versace?
Yeah.
You know he does a lot of beats for West Side Gun?
Get the Jay Versace. The funny kind of flaily gay guy.
That makes sense with all of the church shit.
Wow.
So one song, Versace, that is, it's not because of, it's named for Jay Versace. He did that beat. That,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, good on Jay Versace.
Jay Versace
Thank
did
you
that
for
beat, man.
And so Conductor Williams and now Jay Versace.
Shout out to Jay Versace. That's dope. Philly in the house winning man. Big. That to me, it warmed
I remember
my heart.
Jay Versace, funny guy.
Yeah, man, but apparently he's talented on those beats also. Every now and again, it does work. It does cross over because you do get some comics that be like, you know I do beats too.
Oh, yeah, there's some comics that do beats. Yeah, that's Jay Versace. You know I do beats too. Shout out to my boy Brian Babylon, you goofball. Stop having me in your fucking mistress's houses making these weird EDM beats, you son of a bitch. I'm gonna get him on the show.
It's a we lot
gonna
get, of them though.
If Brian here, we're gonna get you on the show and I'm shitting on them beats.
Jay Pharoah used to do that shit. Yo, you know I do beats.
You do voices and beats? You do voice beats? Man, get the fuck out of here. I don't like anybody. I love Jay because
here's my thing.
Yeah.
And I get it. You got to tell everybody because you got to get the word out, right?
You know I do beats, right?
And maybe this is where comedians, this is where we fail.
Because
we don't know how to always promote ourselves. But
I do beats.
If you are promoting that you do beats to a comedian, you're going a little too hard, man.
I do beats.
You're going a little too hard trying to get your business out there.
You know I do beats.
There's nothing I can do with your beats. There's nothing I can do with your beats.
You know I do beats.
I literally went to college with a nigga named Do Beats.
Do Beats. You know I do beats, right?
His name was Chinadu. He was Nigerian.
Chinadu. I know a Chinadu in comedy.
Right. Yeah. So he just took the Chinadu and made his producer name Chinadu Beats.
Chinadu Beats.
Do Beats.
Chinadu Beats. Chinadu Beats.
All right, man. So yeah, man, please come on out. See us on the road. You know, the merch and everything is starting to pop. Keep that coming. And I see my guest coming on in here, actually, man. So
perfect time.
Come on in here, man. Who else is popping? Friend of the show, man. Great.
Simeon. Simeon.
Simeon Goodson.
Simeon.
What's happening, brother? How you doing, man? Yeah, it is a holiday. You coming in here with the big Christmas ball
come
in his hand.
Simeon.
What up?
I like it, man.
What's going on, fellas?
I'm chilling.
What's going on, Sam?
I'm chilling, man. This is a nice thought. I'm just now that you said the thing, you give me Santa vibes. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's the you out here passing out gifts or something in the hood.
Well, I bought it for, you know, I do my own little podcast, so we're just doing some Santa sketches, so I bought it for that. But, you know, you get a new sweatsuit, and it's real hard to take off.
You gotta wear
it.
Yeah,
hard to take off.
Yeah, a new sweatsuit.
Okay.
Like, a new sweatsuit, like, I bought
especially
it for
when it's
the
whole piece. When you buy the whole set,
I bought it for the sketch. But you know, I'm like, let me just throw it on real quick.
Right. It's a new sweatsuit.
So I'm like, there's rules. Like you can't perform at the cellar in a sweatsuit. Like they told me that because I was trying to be in a sweatsuit. But now, and then a new sweatsuit. Like
you gotta wear. Yeah, it's like
you because you gotta wear it as many times as you can before you wash it.
Before you get the meaty balls and all of that non-fresh look.
And then it don't it tighten up a little.
Yeah, they go up. The pant leg go up somehow.
Okay, so that's always weird with it because it's like sometimes you want to get your sweatsuit oversized so that it'll fit perfectly, but you know it's not going to look great after the first wash. It's just going to fit great.
Well, I do. I just do it 2X. It's already hard. You a tall nigga. Like, it's already hard enough to find your shit.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot, if I see a 2X, I'm going to just get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you be like, I'm going to come back. And then you come back, it's only mediums. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only mediums left. All the 2X niggas showed up.
If you got the money, you see something, buy it.
If you over 6 feet, like everybody glorified this shit. Oh, I want a man over 6 feet.
Let's talk
about it. I hope you fucking want to be with a frustrated nigga who can't find shit to wear.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
Who don't got, you want to go out and look fancy, but this thing ain't got shit to wear because don't shit fit.
And a nigga you can't even understand why he mad because our problems are literally a foot apart.
Right.
Or a foot above you.
Yeah, yeah.
My shit stay full price. My shit never on sale.
Dang.
Oh. You know where the only place we can get it on sale? And I happen to find this, and I'm going to give this gem up.
All right.
Levi's, the Levi's in Union Square.
Okay.
It would be
Levi's, though. They want us to wear all denim.
Right.
Do work.
But what it is,
I want to wear some slacks. Put my slacks on sale, nigga.
But what they put me onto, and I look for other stores that have this, they're a magnet store for returns.
Okay.
So if tall niggas get a thing online, they're going to return it there.
Okay.
And because they don't have no shelf for 38s or, you know, any 34 length, it immediately go to the clearance rack.
Okay.
So it's like they brought it, returned it, now they're getting sold for $8 because they're like, we don't even have a shelf
for goddamn barbarians.
But see how excited you were to just even know that. Like, that's how hard it is for niggas to find clothes in their size. You're like, yo, I'm going to drop game, nigga.
Fellas, I feel your pain.
I found a super secret.
Because when I shop high end, they charge extra for more fabric.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Up. We are not.
Derek's clothes cost
peak.
More than fucking Sam J's clothes.
Right.
You know what I mean? But,
seriously.
But that's not because Sam J. They charge that's more. Not because Sam J's a bum. That's just because Sam J's smaller.
Right. Yeah. It's like when you get a reel of fabric, right? They all come in one size. So that thing that you use to start the layout to make pants. We already fuck up the whole blueprint, the mold.
Right.
Yeah.
They like, right.
Like, if you like, big enough.
How much hem can you hem?
Right,
if
right.
If you big enough, they charge you extra to dry clean your shirts.
Doc.
Because they can't put it on the steam machine. You know what I mean? They got to hand iron it.
Yeah,
so, like,
at that labor.
Right. So, if you want a 6 foot and up, nigga, ladies, you better be ready to do some work.
Right.
Yeah.
You better be doing some extra shopping back of the racks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bigger dog need a bigger bag of
packing
food.
Packing a Mac in the back of the rack.
I ain't going to lie to you. Our Jordans look goofy.
Oh. Oh. We are limited to certain styles. Threes is good on big giant feet.
Here go Monroe the other day. Monroe gonna come up to me talking about, my nigga, you got a plug on them Gratitude 11s, but I wear a 15. I said, nigga, what? I can't get no fly ass for a 15. I might as well buy two jet skis, nigga.
Right. Right. What?
Monroe, I'll put you on, and anybody that's listening.
Monroe asked me to find him a pair of size 15
or
11.
Gotta go to 13andup.com. 13andup.com is a website
I'm
that will
13.
Allow
I'm
you.
I'm right at the cusp.
But they get all the little fly Jordans and shit.
I'm short tall
because
I'm still 12. I'm still size 12.
Okay.
Yeah, but they specialize in having them in them upsizes, the 13s, the 14s, and the 15s.
I just been getting the Nike Bayous.
Yeah.
That's just all I do now.
Yeah.
That's the easiest shit
you just got
to
find just a lane and chill, man.
Shit, right?
Yeah, man. Because
you know what? Also, like, you can't even keep up. Like, when I was younger, I don't know what it is. Like, you get older, you just don't know what's dope. Like, you'll see some shit, and you'll be like, yo, these Jordans look dope. And then you wear them outside, and some young nigga will be like, yo, look at this nigga with the corny shits on.
Right,
and you're
right.
Like, what? Why is these the corny shits?
Why is these the corny shits?
Right.
That's
like,
why,
nah.
this is why I went to Bloomingdale's.
This is
because young
knew,
niggas ain't in Bloomingdale's.
This right. When I knew I was
you gotta
old.
Outdo them.
Yeah.
When I was in Philly, I would go back to Philly and visit, and I seen the young hustlers on the streets with the New Balances on.
Right, that's hot
and
now.
That, right.
I'm confused.
But I was
I'm confused about
like,
that one.
Yeah, like New Balance?
Like,
really?
We all rocking New Balance?
And it was,
I got two,
it was,
I got three pairs.
It was
you got
young,
three pairs?
Of, it no. was young hustlers. Then all of a sudden, it just switched over. Like, you started seeing more kids demanding them as their school shoes.
Right.
Then they switched over to white girls and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
That's
and,
crazy.
And I mean, like,
New
it's
Balance.
The same as, like, how, like, when Reebok Classics was in style back right. in the day, that was just some dope boy shit.
Right.
That but DC niggas some... wear DC niggas wear New Balance a lot.
Now?
Now.
Yeah, okay.
DC niggas wear New Balance a lot with the little puffy socks. Yeah, they still do that now.
But that shit is stylish.
It was
see,
Reebok.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. As a man, something happens where, I mean, you've gone into style as you've gotten older, but men, I know, I don't get more stylish as I get older. Like, I'll get stylish to get dressed up, maybe, but yeah, I'm like, give me a nice little sweatsuit. You
right.
know what I mean?
Sweatsuit.
Give me
but
a sweatsuit
right.
with a little
you
find knot
lane.
In it.
Derek still has a lane. Huh? Derek is still, he still has a lane. Like, Derek
that.
Is not at a fashion runway, like, oh, I like this
that.
Piece. You know
not,
what I mean?
I'm not
He's
at
just shopping
yet.
At a different store.
Shop.
He's still a hood nigga in a different store. You
it's
know what I'm
nigga
saying?
Nigga energy he, in Bloomingdale.
Right. You
I still be trying to get
at Macy's.
Yeah,
but he's off-white hot
He's not like in Soho with a nigga sewing his pants together. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's the real fashion.
Not
I
yet.
Guess so.
Not
that's what I'm saying. You want to do that shit though, right? Right?
In my 50s?
Absolutely.
Are you out of here? I'm going to be the flyest nigga
Having
ever.
Having a tail is lit.
Like, to be able to walk into a store like Michael Jackson and go, ooh, one of these.
Right.
And one of these. Ooh, and I'll take the, I already have
ooh,
that.
I like this.
I'll take another.
Please. I remember
nah,
this.
Nah, man.
Ooh,
I aspire to have the one of ones. Or the shit that a lot of people can't get their hand. Like, that's
I mean,
what I'm
fuck
going
with
for.
That. I had a tailor.
And then be able to perform
I got
in it.
Some one-on-ones, yeah.
Yeah, and then be able to perform in it so people see it and go, where can I find that? You can't. So now they can only think of that outfit when they saw me in it.
See,
so
that's
it's
a,
like, yeah.
That's an interesting thing because how do you transition into that? Like from jeans into like a suit. Because I've
yes.
been thinking about
it's
that.
It's not even suits.
Like,
it's
no.
just
no, but
it's
I'm just saying, like,
shit.
But still, yeah. how do you, like, if you normally go on stage in like jeans, kicks, T-shirt. You feel what I'm saying? Like, how do you do one show like that? You can't do one show like that and then the next show
you know
in a
how
suit.
It starts?
Put a
you
special out.
Ease into it.
Put
yeah,
a special out
with
jeans
the
on.
Rule.
Once you go with the little the 360 hat.
Right.
We
that
see
DJ
you
D Nice
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't stand it.
You got the hat with
really?
The Jordans and then
yeah.
eventually it switch over to boots and the jeans with the hat. And then you casually kind of
that
throw a little jacket
hat,
on,
okay.
the shirt get fired,
up.
Right? And the crazy thing is, that's not just black dudes that fire.
No,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
like
that's
you
all
see
dudes.
The white cowboy niggas too, like
right,
the,
turning
the
slowly.
Belt, yeah, the belt
gets
get bigger
smaller, or it start big and then it gets smaller.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21, living in states where weed is legal.
That's me.
You want to get high?
Yeah,
like really high.
Yeah.
Like really super de duper de legally high?
I said, yeah.
Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on all kinds of lab-tested Delta 8.
Oh, my.
I like to say that Delta 8 is the thing that comes out of hemp, and it's good for you, and it, you can smoke it, and you can do it with the weed and the vape gummies and all that. So if you're over 21 living in states where the majority... where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
Delta 8.
What's Delta 8, you say?
Yeah.
It's found at him, and it can be legally shipped to various states to get you high.
Oh, that stuff.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting high needs. And I can tell you that Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken seriously. So, once more, that's YoDelta.com, and if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS. See 20, what they did there?
Yeah.
For 25% off, YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8, where it gets you legally, super-de-duper-de, legally high. Let's get back into the show. Niggas in their late 40s, 50s turn into Mortal Kombat characters.
Right.
Like, this shit is just, I hate them
Absolutely.
Big-ass hats.
I feel it coming, though.
Yeah.
I feel it coming
oh,
in
not
my soul.
Hat.
I feel it
I look,
bubbling up.
Not the,
I'm
the
not
big
gonna
hat.
Lie. I checked out some hats. I went to, like, the Bruni Brothers and all them places to get some hats.
I know what you're talking about.
But, like, it just, one, I was never comfortable dropping the money. And
right.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't have the balls to just show up one day.
Right. That's like, what I'm saying. You got ease. Because
I be like,
because nigga, they, oh, you gonna get killed. Like, oh,
killed.
You got hats
hold
now?
Up.
Killed.
I just Googled men in their 40s and 20s.
Why they get them dumb at them hats?
And yo, guess who one. Comes up? Common.
DJ D.
Oh.
Common?
That's exactly
common.
What I had in my mind. It wasn't even
see.
Common.
Can we see the picture
yeah,
that came
pull
up?
It up? Let me pull it up.
Hold on.
You got to get a, once you get a three-piece suit with the vest, And then so you the start vest, wearing the vest without the suit?
Okay. We talked about that before with the vest, learning what the vest was all about. That's niggas are starting to get the belly and they trying to hide it.
So this is what they're saying, like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is the normal.
It happens. See, look, but it also happens in the summer. That's when you make the transition.
I hate those shirts.
You start wearing khaki and tight pants and little short
like,
shirts.
I don't like them
and
shirts.
Then by the time autumn come back around, you just kind of keep it going. Now you just got like a trench on instead of a bubble.
Because you like the way you feel.
Right.
You like the way you feel. Yeah. And that's what it is,
that
though.
That suit with the white kicks, suit with the Air Force Ones.
But you see that? He trying to hide the little belly. I mean, Common's in shape. He's always been in great shape.
Right.
But that's what your 40s is. It's like somehow... That shit just that ain't shit. Coming off like it used to. Nah, you know what I mean?
Unless you right out the gym.
Fly God.
You got to be walking out the gym. Then you got your shit up. Like, nah, I'm good.
That's what
but any other time, after you eat, it's a wrap.
Here's the other thing, right? So, like, I work out outside, right?
Okay.
And I'm just now starting to realize, like, damn, I actually need one of them, like, vests. Like, one of them work. Like, you know how Nike makes, like, puffer vests to actually be exercising.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like, yeah, I get it, because you want to let a little bit of air in, but you want to keep the wind from hitting your body, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why the fuck? Like, why people don't wear vests no more? Like, why do we get rid of bubble vests? Remember in the 90s? Everybody was wearing bubble vests.
Listen to this take. It's a good take.
Right. So, T actually made me realize this. It's like, it kind of got associated with gay people. Gay people was wearing vests, and, you know, everybody like, I don't want to wear no vests like that. You know what I mean?
Gay people wearing vests?
Back in the 80s?
If I think of a vest now, I'm thinking like a financial district dude.
Right, like Patagonia the little, right. Shit. Like that kind of shit, right?
Was vest gay?
I always thought
vest was impractical.
Gay. I don't know.
Like, I feel like, okay, so you remember how, was you alive when they was in the 90s, like in New York walking around, everybody had vests on, they was like.
Well, we had bubbles. So
not
you had
the bubble vest.
I'm talking about like them warrior style vests when niggas.
Oh,
were like
nah,
a part
that
of,
was like the 70s.
That was like the 70s.
That was like 70s.
But that's like, Oh, I know. Like the leather biker type shit.
Right.
Nah,
and the denim shits. And then remember, that kind of went into like that weird, like it was just gay dudes left wearing like denim vests with
no
shirts
on. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, I mean, that's absolutely true. Like gay people took over leather culture. Essentially.
Right.
Because before that, like, you see, like, John Wayne and shit, a nigga would show up to the, you know, all leather. You'd be like, oh, this nigga's a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nigga show up in a tight black leather suit.
He's a G.
You'd be like, oh,
now
shit.
He's just gay.
Here come this nigga.
I know.
He's
they
a G-A-Y.
Nigga,
that's
when
what
Blade
he is now.
Came out with that leather coat on, we was like, yo, this a bad motherfucker, right? Who else? Dolomite, all them niggas used
to wear
leather
coats
and was badass.
A giant leather
now,
duster.
Now, come out with a leather duster now.
Yeah, you looking like, crazy. You look like a school shooter.
Or that. It's not good. There's no good thing now.
It's not just vests. It's specifically like the sleeves cut off. That look. In the 80s, it was associated with like Rocky. With the dude who went
the crop
to the gym.
Tops.
Yeah, crop top.
Right.
Yeah.
Cut can't up, do that no
like
more.
Like
Mr.
T. That
had
don't
a crop
even look
top.
Masculine no more,
no
son.
No more.
Let me see.
Mad
pull
earrings.
Up Mr. T right now.
Mad earrings, right. Crop top.
You used to look at Mr. T as a man.
A man. He was the badass. He was badass.
As a
B.A.
Like, that's a dude with that cut off T and all the jewels.
That's a real man.
He was a security guard in Chicago, used to rip the sleeves off his tuxedos. To be a doorman.
To show you.
Right.
That
you know
I'm
what I mean? And
right.
Feathers in his ears, all that kind of shit. You know, right. Big ass mohawk.
I won't be beat.
Yeah.
Bong.
Can't wear that now.
Feather earring.
How does that? That was not taken homosexually at all.
Even,
like,
even the way
gay
he's
rapper
standing.
Now.
Even the way he's standing.
Right.
No. Gay rapper now.
So see what I'm saying? Like, gay people took this look and they ran with it.
But
and
I do feel like young people are taking it back. Like, young people don't give a fuck.
Young
like, you call
now.
A young people. Right.
Young people, everybody gay.
Right. But they're not gay. They just don't give a fuck.
Right.
They like,
right.
I'm a weird. Because you be seeing niggas, and they be like, yes, bitch. You like, you hear them talk, and then they be like, let me get off the phone. I got to get my girlfriend. And you like, nigga, what?
Yo.
You like, nigga, who?
Here's the
you
thing.
You going to get your, and then you see the girlfriend, and you be like, this bitch is bad.
Yep.
This bitch is bad as fuck.
Right, right, right.
This nigga scooped the baddest bitch in the room. This the whole biggest gay nigga in the room scooped the baddest bitch. Ain't kissing on her, touching her butt.
Right, right.
Niggas is not it gay.
Was, what Charlie right. Murphy
niggas
said.
Niggas is fucking
niggas
bitches.
Niggas got on blonde hair, denim jackets with no
makeup.
What Charlie Murphy say? What Charlie Murphy said was the nigga that looked most like a bitch was getting all the women.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. They bring the 80s back for real.
They bring the 80s back.
I fucks with it. The girls, they go with it. I don't know. I had something on it, but I forgot what I was going to say with that.
I'm sorry.
Just mumbled nothing. No. You did fine.
No, that was great. No.
That shit was good. But I was noticing with the gay dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to work this out beforehand. I might as well figure it out now. When did they stop being in shape?
Right. They also stopped being rich.
Right.
Right.
That's
gay
weird.
People, back when they were suppressed, they had standards.
Okay.
Now they let anybody be gay. Back in the day, you had to earn being gay. You couldn't just be a homeless,
your
broke nigga
really had
with
to...
bad clothes on.
Right.
You had to dress well. You had to You had to have all your other shit in line before you figured out you was gay.
And that's why now you got so
now you
many
now
people...
niggas is starting gay.
It's gay
and working on it
and
from
then. They need to go back, establish your life, and then do that gay shit. Right?
That's what all them new lads.
Have a plan.
Like, you couldn't be gay. You had
to have
be
a plan.
Even back in the day, niggas who was mad successful, like Chris Rock, do the joke about fucking Elton John used to have a wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So even Elton John, fucking, you know, this nigga out here pretending to not be gay, and that's like you look back and you like, damn, niggas was wild gay.
Wild. Wanna be wild.
Speaking of gay, it was weird when they was like, it seemed like Jonathan Majors and them was like a little bit gay when they was making him and Michael B. Jordan take all them pictures together.
Right.
And, you know, now we see that wasn't the case with this domestic.
Show this shit, please. I love how he ran from this woman. It was
yeah,
so funny.
Have you seen this shit at all?
He was running for his career.
I've seen
you can see him
this?
Running for his career.
So this is wild because this is also like a lot of this... domestic stuff is really starting to come to the other side. Mm-hmm. Like between the Johnny Depp thing and coming to here, like we really starting to see like women, they be pulling the horn. And then once we get in y'all business, we be like,
well, what happened? Is it me or is there a lot of news stories about all these female teachers fucking all these students?
Well, that's been going on for
but
a while.
But now, but it's like an influx this year. It's like this chick and then this chick and then they catch the chicks coming out of court.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you fuck my 13-year-old son, all this shit. It's pretty wild.
Wow.
It's because here's what happened. They did the Me Too movement and they was like, men is the problem. And what y'all men need to do, y'all gotta start going to therapy. So all the men started going to therapy. All
right.
And we started working through our own shit.
Okay.
And then all our therapists was like, you can't blame yourself for everything.
Okay.
You gotta look at who else is doing fucked up shit to you.
Oh shit.
And you looking at your girl and you like, hold up, bitch, are you gaslighting me?
yeah.
Wait, are you a narcissist?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. You like, wait, hold on.
They didn't gave us all
I
the
think,
tools.
Right.
You're narcissism.
What's happening. Yeah.
So you're now we out, right? You see dudes now, we don't be out fist fighting in the street like we used to 10 years
ago. Mental health.
We in there, like really, we having conversations with one another, thinking about what's going on. Uh-oh, then they got a text from his girl, like, change topic.
No. This is how men are now.
Right.
What did you say?
Right.
No.
Go ahead, say it again.
Say what you said.
No.
Why you going cheap, bitch?
I'm a what? I'm a...
Right. With
you
face going? On the camera? No.
Like, I'm a what?
This is for my protection.
All right.
Because she's crazy.
I asked her to leave. She's breaking my thing.
I asked her to leave and she's breaking my
thing.
Why you breaking my popcorn machine,
why won't you leave?
That's my popcorn machine.
I'm asking her to leave, guys.
That's my popcorn machine, bitch. You the one that cheated. Say that you cheated. Say it.
Yo.
Say that you cheated.
Yeah.
The guys from Fresh and Fit say that you not worth my
blame. They blamed everything on men, and men, we so stupid, we believed it. We was like, everything must be our fault.
Right.
Then we went to therapists who was like, actually, you human too. You deserve feelings
too.
And we like, what? Wait, explain. And now you got these young dudes who never even went through the trauma we went through.
Okay.
Where we
yeah.
was just letting bitches do whatever they want. You know what I mean? And it works both ways, because that shit, like with Puffy, we knew it was happening. We just ain't say shit. We just like, you can do that.
Right, right.
And it went
right.
the other way too, where women was like, no, you can just abuse a man. It's fine.
And
you can hit him. It's fine. And now it's all balancing out where Puffy can't do that shit no more. Yeah. But at the same time, ladies, a lot of shit y'all can't do
jail.
No more.
Y'all go to jail for fucking students.
I think, and we might have learned it from the younger generation, because they got good at exposing everybody.
Right.
Like, young people don't give a fuck.
And they got the whole internet.
They exposing their parents.
They got the whole internet right. to prove their point.
Remember when we was kids, if your parents was abusive in the house, you just kind of ate that shit.
Right. Yeah, man. You didn't even tell nobody.
You know what it was?
Like,
it
if was your teacher was like, where you get that black eye? You'd be like, I fucked up.
Yeah. Right. It was always that mysterious bruise.
Right.
Now,
what happened to your arm?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Fell down the steps.
The thing is, when the other kids would tell you that, you believed them. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you thought it was okay. You was like, no, I fell too. I stay falling like everybody stay falling. Like, you don't realize that shit until you like 13-ish. And you're like, wait, we was all getting hit.
Mm-hmm. Bruh, I had a realization this morning, and this was heavy, but it was like I was realizing, yo, some of the best decisions I've ever could have made was walking away from some of the people that I love just as the relationships got tumultuous, because it's like the way I knew how to handle myself or didn't know how to handle myself, I would have killed somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And it's like, oh, some people think I'm a piece of shit for walking away. And it's like, no, I didn't have my feelings under control.
Right. You was protecting your mental health.
I saved
you. You didn't even know.
Right.
I saved you.
You was like, I need some me time. Yeah. I need a moment to reflect.
So I don't kill a motherfucker. Right.
Because you don't know no better,
and
man.
It's funny because all that shit that we found that was, like, good shit for our brain, we used to, like, tease each other for that shit. Like, this nigga need time for himself. Fuck out of here. Look at this nigga trying to talk about how I made him feel. What else, nigga? What else I do to you? Boo-hoo, nigga.
Yeah,
fuck out of here.
Nigga.
Right.
Oh, this is my favorite. Don't you ever in your fucking life tell me about your feelings.
Right,
like
right.
That. Yeah, niggas used to say that.
Right. So we didn't even have the room to explore.
And do you know how crazy that is? Where if you spend most of your time around your homies and they don't want to hear shit about your feelings.
They don't.
And now you go home to your girl and she's like, well, you'll never tell me how you feel. And
right.
It's like, nigga.
Right.
I've been working hard to suppress the shit for 15 hours a day, all
right? Right. And then it's funny because, like, the young cats don't be like that at all. Like I was hanging out with fucking Max Manikoff one time.
Why you be hanging out with these fucking mooks, man?
Max is awesome. Max is lit. Fuck out of here. But it was when I just got back and he took me to, that shit in the Lower East Side, whatever. But he had his homegirl with him.
Yeah.
And I was hitting on his homegirl. And so he came up after. He was like, yo, I just want you to know, my homegirl was a little uncomfortable with the way you was hitting on her with all the hookup culture. She thought it was just friends and shit. And I was like, I respect that.
Fair.
That shit is cool.
And see,
like,
I'm
I wouldn't have did that.
I'm such an old toxic nigga. I'm like, that nigga just hating.
No, but he wasn't, though.
That's your girl?
He didn't
wasn't.
Say it in front
That's
of her.
What I'm saying,
he
man.
Didn't, like, shout me out. The nigga, like, pulled me to the side. He was like, yo, I just want to, you know. He's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I fuck with you.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, my homegirl's a little uncomfortable with what you did earlier. He wasn't like, yo, what you did to my friend? You know, nothing
right,
like that.
Right,
nobody
right.
even knew what happened. You right. know what I mean?
Okay.
And then we hit back the floor. I apologize.
Yeah, shout out to Max.
You know what I'm saying?
Not when you drunk, though.
Oh, yeah, but you don't drink at all.
No, he about to go off on personal story. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. This motherfucking man.
Yeah, I know what he about to talk about, too.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Man. When Max drink too much, the motherfucker, first of all, he don't know about personal space.
Okay.
All in your fucking face was in his face, was in Monroe's face, and just doing dumb shit like, yo, nigga, all the touching and all the shit. Yo, cut that shit the fuck out.
Right.
You need to slow down on what you're drinking because you're looking like a fucking monkey in a place that's VMAs. My girl in here with all her clients. Slow the fuck down. Okay. Then we get outside.
Are you caught up yet or do you know what's going on?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Then the nigga.
Yo, well, you're not doing a good job of telling
Oh, no. So we had a VMA party, right? We had a
right,
Cardi B VMA
that.
Party, right? Max is in there with his homie, whatever. I'm glad he got in, hanging out. But then, you know, when the bar opened and they serving Sprite and tequila all fucking night.
Okay.
He taking them back, and he just started getting unaware.
But that's young nigga shit,
But
man.
Here go me. Right. This old nigga shit. My girl in here. With the bitch on the like, yo, slow down. You can't get sloppy in here. It's a bunch of gang members in here. It's a bunch of reps in the industry. You're just doing too much. You jumping around too much, cuz. And then he was on him, and I saw him on him, but he was being nice. He was smiling.
Oh, the fucking high.
And I'm like, yeah. And then I saw Ro go, yo, this nigga, I said, what happened? He's just in my face. He's doing too much, trying to get on. Yeah. And I'm like, and I started noticing.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh. This new nigga.
And you already spoke to him?
Nah, I ain't spoke to him. I just been watching. I'm just watching. And then he do it again. And right. I was like, all right. I was like, yo, man, you got to cool out. And then he got all mad at me. I was like, because I did that. Yo, slow the fuck down.
Right. You did the old man
and
game.
I did, yeah, I did. Yo, you doing too much, right? Right. And I was like, oh, he was like calling me whatever the fuck. He was going to call me mad because I said, fuck with his vibe. I get a call the next day. This nigga got jumped and robbed. And I was like, I wonder why.
God damn.
Yeah.
Because he was probably doing too fucking much. Right. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, man, don't put on. Don't do too much. Yeah. Because when you do too much, the niggas you ain't cool with, because we was like, yo, take it easy. Right. Yeah. The motherfuckers outside won't like take it easy. You know, they was like, yo, get him.
Right.
And I'm damn, Max, I'm sorry, man, but damn. Yeah, kind of had it coming to you. So you got to slow the fuck down.
Damn.
So when I hear that name, I go, oh.
But I mean, I don't know.
You, man, you love these new niggas, man.
But I threatened them with you. I got a hammer.
Right.
I got a weapon against
you. You
got
to let them learn.
I'm going to call Derek.
Go learn.
That nigga's making me upset. I'm about to call Derek.
Yeah.
Derek is like Elf on the Shelf.
I'm going to get Derek over here because y'all niggas bugging the fuck out.
Derek is Elf on the Shelf, man. But he's like, that nigga watching y'all.
I like young comics because I like watching comedy grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen y'all niggas when we was all young niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I do enjoy that. I will say I don't enjoy, like, hanging out with them. Like, when I first got back to New York, partying and shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's less fun.
Yeah.
But that's also because
I was so happy when you got back because it was so funny.
It was mad fun coming back.
Watching you catch up.
Everybody was partying. Right. I had to meet everybody. Everybody was new. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know where niggas was at. Yeah. You know, you got to find the spots. So all that shit, I'm not saying like I regret hanging out because that shit was mad fun.
Yeah.
But I can't keep doing that shit with them niggas.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
What
will happen is niggas start asking you advice. And you're like, I don't know.
They be wanting to send you a tape.
I don't know, nigga. I have no advice. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't even know what I'm doing, nigga.
Also, it's weird the way niggas ask now, like, because they don't ask. Okay. Young niggas, they just like, if they share a quick laugh with you, yeah. They're like, they just put the phone in your face.
Face.
And you're like, what is that? And it's just, be like, put your Instagram. They go right to Instagram to the search thing.
That's how they talk to you in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like every Chicago come out.
It's young niggas in general. If phone you out. Share a laugh or a smile, that phone is coming like, yo, what's your Instagram? And you go like, oh, I ain't.
Yeah, but you got to get them numbers up. You gotta get the algorithm. You gotta feed
the algorithm.
They ain't
gonna come see you.
Huh?
They ain't gonna come see
you. But you gotta get it up for Instagram. Like, they, you know? Instagram, like, the whole social media shit, like, that's why we all podcasting and shit now, so we not burning material online. You know what I'm saying? Every day.
Talk like this,
but
man.
That's what I'm saying. It became, it evolved into that. But
back
you,
in the day.
Niggas started podcasting just because. You need something online.
Yeah.
And niggas be like, don't post your corny clips. Fuck that. Post everything. Post everything.
Content creator,
that's
Simeon.
It. Post everything.
Red sweatsuit, you know, talk.
Fuck that.
Simeon.
You know what I just realized what this is? One of my first jobs I ever had was at Dunkin' Donuts, right? I used to mop the floors and clean the bathrooms.
Mine was
and
Burger King.
Shit like that. And it was a bunch of girls that ran the thing, but it was a bunch of old men that used to come every Saturday. And they would just sit there all day, just bumping their gums, drinking coffee, and I was like, yeah, we can't do that no more.
Right.
Dunkin' Donuts is owned by Indian dudes, and they don't really like niggas sitting around in there. So
niggas
don't
like
loitering.
Right.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, man.
That's a good point.
It is.
The niggas start podcasts because they couldn't, they didn't want to burn their
shit on the internet. Because you put up one, like, you put up one set, and then you're like, I'm not putting up the next one. I have shit to do.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
So now we out there like assholes, like, what you do for a
what
living?
What you
say
do?
Something. Like, say something, nigga.
Right.
Let me call you a name. Say something stupid.
I need a clip.
Right.
I'm going to make you a part of my
Where
clip.
Where you from? What's your
what you
just
do?
Interrogate niggas.
Oh, where you work? Y'all together? What kind of porn y'all like? You do this? Hey. And then
Where'd
they do
go
the
to school.
And then they point. They do the arrow. They show the arrow in the crowd. Ding! This dumbass right here. And they bring it back. It's just that's what comedy.
That's half your set now. If you're doing a 30, it's 15. Good polished jokes,
and then
15 of me just up there
crowd working.
Just crowd.
Crowd working.
Why your face look like that?
The crazy thing is, the people seem to love that shit.
They do.
That seemed to make more people come out. Like, you know what I'm about to start doing? I'm about to get my Gallagher on. I'm about to
make
just
it immersive.
Start squirting motherfuckers with slime and shit. You know what I mean?
And watermelon.
Like, They just want to be disrespected, bro.
Yeah, man. It's
like,
weird.
I mean, we was even like that with movies. I remember it got to a point where I remember movies got to be like extra violent just to hold right. your attention. Like, I remember the movie that I realized how violent it was, and it was unnecessarily violent. Remember that movie Brooklyn's Finest? No. With Wesley Snipes and all of them. And
yeah, I remember.
Just like, this movie was so graphic and so violent. I was just like, yo, what's next, man? They're just going to open the curtain. This is going to be a nigga just start dumping in the crowd. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, wow. That
nigga
crazy.
Died.
I got a hole in my chest.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Shout out to Fulton Mall. Shout out to Brooklyn. That shit is a church now.
Is it?
Yeah, that movie theater that's where niggas used to get shot and smoke weed.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad it's a church
it's
now.
It's a church now, yeah.
You know what's funny? We had an immersive experience like that a couple of weeks ago. Like, we went to go see the Beyonce movie, but, like, with all comics.
Oh, the Amina shit?
Right, right. So it was that, you remember the Fugees video?
Right, right.
We was all in
Killing
all,
Me Softly, yeah.
And it's funny because, like, I remember growing up seeing that video. I'm like, yo, that's kind of dope.
Right.
You want to do that shit. But, like,
we did that shit.
When niggas
more
was getting
than once.
Shot in theaters in the 90s, it would feel good, like, in the beginning when you're like, oh, yo, this a hood-ass movie theater. But right. you kind of get nervous.
Yeah, you want to die.
Huh?
You want to get shot? Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't want to get shot, but you kind of wanted to be around for it. You
that's
know what I mean?
Fire.
Like, you ever see a fight break out in a movie theater? Like, people leave the theater to fight? And then some people who don't even know the motherfuckers are like, yo, they really about to go fight? And they just
and they
leave with them
to
fight, go
right.
see. Like, yeah, fuck this shit. We right. gonna watch a fight.
Well, fight at school. Remember that? That was an arena thing.
Now niggas just fight anywhere. We need to be more organized with our fights. You'd be like, I'm gonna see you after school.
But the fight,
oh, you know what I mean?
Everybody got their phone out for the fight.
But yeah. I feel like now shit just pop off wherever it pop off. Like, you always see videos of, like, kids, like, in the lunchroom. You know what I mean? Like, that
wouldn't really happen.
We would be like, yo, after school, we gonna get it on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're gonna be away from the teachers.
Well,
we're gonna be away from the authorities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes the shit would get hyped up enough that the teachers would show up to the after school spot. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like when the word of mouth was too good, he was like, yo, this nigga about to fuck this nigga up after school.
Teachers be like, I gotta clock out too.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I gotta go see. Get
right.
some popcorn.
Break it up before.
I don't even like
far.
That nigga. I don't even like teaching that nigga. He right. need to get his ass whooped.
Right. She did incognito. Me, yeah. She like, Miss Jackson, that's you? She's like, no, fight, nigga.
Right. Right. Call it, nigga. Keep your mask on. Get out of my face.
Yeah, go ahead. Do the little thing, the fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Do what you was gonna do.
If I was a teacher, I'd be encouraging motherfuckers to fight.
Dang.
Fuck that. Like, if I had a disruptive, especially like a disruptive group of boys in my class, teenage boys, I would have to pit them against one another.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go back and forth with these niggas.
See,
you know
this is
mean?
Why they be saying that more black men need to be teachers. They always saying that shit, that we need black male like teach people to teach like kindergarten, first grade, that type of shit, because that's genius.
No, but niggas know. Somebody right. tried it and they looked at it as a Fight Club, because I remember he had niggas like, you know, put the gloves on
right.
and they would close the,
but them
the,
kids
the classroom
miss him.
Door.
He got fired, but them kids, now they fucked up.
Now they
them kids
up.
Was doing well.
Them kids
they
was all
right. They was fighting,
they was all
but they was doing their math. But they was also reading. But
right.
they had a chance to fight.
Right, right.
That's
they got
cool.
it. They got to get it
we
out
gotta
somewhere,
bring back
man.
Warrior culture.
Yeah, because they getting it in
Dr.
the crib.
Umar, right.
They getting it in the crib.
Right.
Kids is being warriors in the crib. You already know. If you 4 years old and never had to stand on some shit to feed yourself, nigga, you know you a warrior.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or even just playing outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas hopping fences and hiding in the neighbor's yard, and then the neighbor poked their head out like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You got to run.
Fucking up
like,
your
right.
hide.
Right, so you're not even, right.
Nigga, what you hiding in my yard for?
Yeah, what you doing in the bushes?
Because you like, cut your grass, nigga. That's a good hiding spot, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Right.
We was dogs.
But now the kids can't play outside no more.
I remember.
You know what I'm saying?
It was wild. In Northeast Philly, my grandma lived on a hill. It was like a word I can look for. So it was an elevated neighborhood. It was weird. It was like on a hill. So the backyard was a series of hills
okay.
that went down. So niggas would get bikes every Friday after school and start at the top. And we're like, I see y'all niggas at the bottom.
Right.
And then we just in the grass,
right.
no helmet. And if you get down first, you throw your bike. What? Peg Suey. Remember Peg Suey? No. Yes. Remember Peg Suicide? That was a ball game.
Oh, yeah. No, we
you
remember that.
You get decked on the... Yeah, man, we had all that,
that
shit.
That shit started as handball.
Mid-air fights.
That shit went from handball to just throwing the ball directly at each other.
Beaming a nigga.
Beaming a nigga.
Yo, that shit legit started... That's why it was so crazy.
We played a game called Ass where if you got three ASS, hit, you would have to put your hands on the wall.
Execution style. Yeah.
Execution style.
Right.
I'm like, and niggas was getting executed with the tennis ball.
The crazy thing was the mind game that the older kids would play with you. Because, like, my elementary school went from K to 6, right? So they would break us up where it'd be like recess was 1 through 3 on one side, 4 through 6 on the other side. So, like, if you was in fourth grade, you want to be playing with the 5th and 6th graders, but can you take a hit from these niggas? You know what I mean? And they like, yo, don't get in this game and start crying because if somebody starts crying, we can't play Suey for like a month now. You know what I mean?
We had to play Suey on low.
Suicide.
Suey was great.
I missed that.
That's when we got our cuss on. We was cussing.
I did start playing wall ball in the morning just to get.
Well, I didn't smoke, but I did play the games.
But I wanted to get that spirit again of like, remember how you could play a game of wall ball in the morning and there was no rust on you. There was no, I gotta have my coffee first.
Right.
I don't really be up in the morning.
Like, right. Kids wake up and just go outside.
Right.
And then come back in. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You could throw a motherfucker a ball, he ready to go.
Right.
It's 33 degrees.
We used to go outside with no plan.
Right.
You didn't even know who was outside.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
gonna just go outside.
Yeah. Better than being in here.
Right. And then you just, sometimes niggas wasn't outside. You just stay outside by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
riding your skateboard up and down the block.
Right.
Riding your bike up and down the block by yourself.
That is.
And then niggas might see you.
That's what you would hope.
Right.
Making as much noise as possible. That's what somebody, you ever have a parent, mom, like somebody come out the window, like, can you please stop playing out here?
Right.
He's on punishment.
Right.
He's not coming out.
Like, or they would make him say it if you was on real punishment.
My
like,
niggas
tell
was
your
goons. If I was grounded, they play around me and just kind of be like, as soon as somebody, my mom or my nana would say some shit, they'd be like, oh, okay. And then they go down and be like, we still got you, nigga.
Yeah, punishment was wild.
I had friends my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself on that.
My sister and I had a big wheel and she had a bike with no brakes. And one of the places we lived was a dead end street, but on the other side was a school. So there was like a big fence that divided us. And because we had no brakes on either of these things, we would just spend the whole day crashing
into the fence. Oh, yeah.
And the neighbors were so upset with us because they were just like these, like, because we came out of nowhere. It was a quiet block, and then these two menacing kids come
little
out of nowhere.
Kamikaze Puerto Ricans,
right? The fence
these
all
little
day
kamikaze
long.
Ricans.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
There was a point where I had a Barbie car, but I think my father stole it because it never had a charger.
Oh, shit. He stole
it. And we would crash into the fence in the Barbie car, or we would like jump out. See who could jump out before we crashed.
Okay.
Let me tell you how fly I was in my
neighborhood. Was crazy.
The what?
The vehicles, like when you was a little kid. Because niggas all had different shit. Like he had the big wheel. You had a bike.
Oh, those
Somebody had a
vehicles.
Good bike.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a scooter. Or somebody had a scooter. Rollerblades came out. Some nigga had rollerblades. But everybody had a vehicle.
Let me tell you how fly my mom made my childhood. Talking about being a kid on the block with everything. I remember one year I got the cement in basketball court.
Oh,
shit.
Right in the crib? In the back?
In the driveway.
In the driveway.
North Face Philly.
Not the one with the water and the cinder blocks.
At the time, my mother was dating a man who was a man, so he did the cement. He made me stand the shit up, put it in, dry it, and it set. And then the Christmas after that, she got me a trampoline.
Damn.
So I called the whole hood over for a dunk contest.
Okay.
It was one of the wildest nights on the block.
Yeah.
Niggas was jumping off the Derrick House lit. Yeah. Like
that was Matt's house.
Trampoline and fucking.
We had Matt's crib. Matt had all the fly shit. Had like six super soakers. We was like,
You also just said something that was like, oh, I kind of see what women are talking about. You ain't gonna get no man to install no lady's son basketball court no more. Like, niggas ain't doing that kind of shit.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Nigga, they ain't my son.
No. Shout out to T-Man.
Also, niggas don't know how to do that shit.
T-Man thought he had a shot.
Niggas don't
T-Man
even.
T-Man thought he was going to marry my mom, but he was treating her like, you don't treat my mom like that. She broke up with him.
One of my mom's guy friends, one of the dudes from the mechanic shop that she would get her car fixed at, he installed a tire swing for me and my sister.
Yeah.
It wasn't secure. It ended up breaking. But right. yeah, it was one of those things that he was like, yeah, you guys need something
I'm
to do.
I'm weird about that now. I don't know how y'all feel about that. Because I'm handy, but I won't do that shit mm-hmm. just for anybody.
Right.
I feel like it's the same as like the ladies, like my body, my choice.
Right. right. I'm not putting up shelving.
Yeah. Right, right. Like
I'm not into that.
What's in it
I need a
me?
Ring.
right. I need something.
I need a ring.
I need something.
If I'm installing cement, I need a commitment.
Talk shit.
Don't
talk
ask
shit.
Me. To hang no shelf.
Come on, girl. You better put a fucking ring on. You want me to
install
something?
I don't see no ring on this finger.
You want an installment? You want me to install
for me
shit?
To be installing a pool?
Yeah.
Changing your flooring.
This drill
I don't
work for
see.
Free, baby.
this dick ain't free.
I'm putting that this drill shit. Up, man.
If you're talking installments.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
you had to invest.
If you want me to look under the hood of your car,
you do all that shit.
What?
You know how to fix cars and shit?
I know how to do all
oh,
that
see,
shit.
I don't know.
Bro.
I don't even got that leverage.
Bruh, I used that. That was one of my hustles for a while.
I was just a hole in the block.
That was one of my hustles for a while. I would buy cars and flip them and sell them on the street, you know, before comedy was paying the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to get it how I was getting it.
No, that's
so
up.
I learned to be handy on that shit, and that shit is. Why? I mean, you probably even deal with this with your kids. You know what it was like. We just coming to pick your kids up from daycare. The other moms be like, oh, look at this nigga
right.
here. And they like signing them out. Oh, you know how your kids ate and all that?
Well, it's
like,
different because I was a stay-at-home dad at one point.
Oh, so you never
so
had to take them
me.
To daycare.
Well, we had daycare and all that shit like later on, but it was just like, with me, I was just the type of nigga getting other husbands yelled at and shit. Because I was cooking.
Yeah, right.
I'm picking up the kids.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm playing with the kids. I'm doing all that shit. So then they would go home to their husbands and be like, well, Sim was out there playing with the kids and
right.
cooking with the kids. And
that's what you just got to balance.
Right.
That's
so I ain't getting no pussy off that. I ain't get, you know.
But you got to look. You might have got a wink.
I got a wink.
Yeah, you
I got
a wink.
If I was one
people,
of the niggas, I'd have been throwing him
thing,
under the bus.
The
they'd
thing
be like,
is,
Simeon cook, he clean. I'd be like, well, that nigga cheat. So, what you, I don't give a fuck. I'm not cooking shit. All right? I go to work all day long. I don't give a fuck about what they doing over there. They gonna compare me to no other nigga. That's,
no!
Shit. Talk about press the red
you
button.
You got me there.
Oh, shit.
He said, well, that nigga
you
cheap.
Got that one right. Oh, well. This is the No Need for Apologies podcast. My name is Simeon.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, Dave. Red button.
That shit was funny.
Oh, fuck.
Now, I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. When I was with my kids, like when they was little, and it was just me and them, I could just get away with shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, because people would see a dude with children and be like, this guy must be incompetent.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no way he knows what's going on. Like, mm-hmm. he's doing a good enough job, but he's dumb. So, like, I could go in spots and just, like, leave my kids like a random woman and be like, I don't know what to do. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go get a beer. I'm so confused. And that woman... That woman would stand there with my kids, give them shit, entertain them, and I would come back with a beer and be like, oh, thank you so much, and take the kids and be out. Now, I used to get away with all types of shit with the kids. I loved having the kids with me.
Yeah.
I used to just walk in places, not pay, just walk in.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I'm so confused.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I got these kids with me.
Right, right.
And there was a woman, like an older woman at the door. She's like, go ahead, baby.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
Oh, I used to do that. Go to the zoo and just buy like three kids.
Right. Just like, I don't know why. I don't know what's
for
going
$6.
On. What? I don't know what's going on.
I didn't buy the right ticket.
We have to pay for the burgers? The burgers cost money? What?
We had to pay for the burgers?
What does that mean?
What?
What is money?
Come on,
Their mother usually does all of this.
Right.
I don't know.
This is my first time meeting them.
I mean, moms get away with it. They call that mom brain.
Okay.
So you could say the same shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just some parent shit. That shit was lit. They big now, so they be talking back, right? They be like, I'm not seven. Like, nigga, the child discount ended 7.
Oh, shit.
I'm 11. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Oh,
hey, yo,
shit,
shut the fuck
so
up.
They don't know what the fuck. I thought we being honest.
Right. You told me not to lie.
Bro,
oh, shit.
That was the worst. When my kids went to daycare and started getting socialized, and they would come back
right.
with a list of rules that they trying to follow, which is like, Yeah, but not in this. Exceptions. Like, nigga, I remember when they used to look, hey, we supposed to wash our hands for dinner, huh?
Right.
Well, I mean,
we've been in the house all day.
Oh, shit.
He's in the house all day.
Well, what I learned, well, fuck what you learned over there. You learned it over there.
Hey, that's for this.
My youngest daughter went to a private Christian school for a while, and I don't know why. It never crossed my mind that it would be so biblical. You know what I mean?
But you think it's school, good education.
Oh, that's all I'm thinking. Right. Christian school, not public school.
Right.
No fights. They safe. That's
right.
All
right.
I'm thinking.
No, man.
Man, when these kids kept coming home preaching to me about Jesus, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck am I paying for? Right. You know what I mean? And realize, like,
they going to indoctrinate. They're going to have to indoctrinate you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
School. Yeah.
School in general, right?
Yeah. They're going to, and in Christian school, extra indoctrination.
I never thought of it. I was a person who grew up thinking Christian. Good.
I went to a religious school, 7th and 8th grade, because I had a scholarship. But they would see how you got to counterbalance that, because what my mom used to do when I came home, she would have me around all like the Black Power people.
Okay.
So like I'll be like, well, what about when Jesus did this? He'd be like, well, what about when Jesus stole a black man's earth? Like, okay. That's also
that's
a valid
a take,
point.
That's
right.
A take.
That's
a lot of takes.
That's my teacher, right.
A lot of takes.
My teacher about that. That's an interesting perspective.
It's a lot of takes.
I went to an all-girl Catholic school for 6th grade, and I don't even remember the prayer, but we had to say the Our Father prayer at the beginning of every class.
Damn.
And
the Lord's Prayer?
Our Father
who art in heaven?
Yes, that one.
Damn.
Every class, and it's funny how I don't remember that prayer.
Yeah,
but
that's
I spent
wild.
A year. Saying it every day.
No, well, I
see
know
if
that.
You can find it. See if you can find it online.
The
think
prayer?
I know. Yeah, it's Our Father.
It's Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us. And lead us not into temptation.
But
deliver us from evil.
Help us forgive our transgressions.
Help us forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive
those who have trespassed
against us. Which, that's where I used to come in. Like, as a kid, that's when I knew it was funny. Almost over.
Yo, at my...
So if that's your trespass against us, oh, all right, we almost done.
Yo, at my cousin's funeral, my aunt's a preacher, so she, like, presided over the funeral.
Yeah.
And then
preacher.
At one point, right, she was like, all right, before we get started, we all gonna recite, you know, something about the Bible. She was like, we all gonna recite it. So I'm looking around, I'm like, damn, I ain't get the paper.
Is there a script?
Nobody handed out the papers. How are we supposed to know? And then everybody stood up. They all said the shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was like when we was little, we had to go to church. Like you had to learn certain prayers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like blessing the food. You know what I mean? Like we had a particular
Which I
one.
Realize now why that was such a big thing. Because we didn't have TV as much as we did to like keep us busy.
Right.
And occupy.
Okay.
TV killed church. You
really?
Know what I mean? A lot of niggas was like, nigga, we can stay home. Like, the kids, they fine. You know what I mean? Like, but it was that aspect of like.
Well, church also became less about community than it was in the past. Like, there was a time where, like, say you ain't had nothing to eat, you could stop at the church.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And the pastor would help you out. Where the church was, like, based on community. And then it stopped being that. Like, then you started it. Even before it became about money, it started becoming about, like, status. You know what I mean? I'm a church elder. I'm a deacon at the church.
Okay, yeah.
Was more important than I'm giving to these poor people by way of the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's how you became a deacon before. Like, you were so forthcoming with what you had. So, yeah, it would be wealthy people, but it would be a wealthy farmer who had extra corn and would give it to the community on behalf of the church. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He would donate it to the church. The church would give it to the people, but they'd be like, he's a deacon in the church now. Mm-hmm. He's the elder. We'll listen to his advice because he helps us all so much. Oh. Then it just became pay to play. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or a nigga's just like, I've been in this church long enough. I'm a deacon. You know what I mean?
And
so
the
church
thing.
Is
you
less about community.
You can't
and it
be a deacon if you're
more
no,
about the church itself.
You're not qualified to be no deacon.
Right.
Some people want to be deacon like, hey, you ain't got no car. So like, how you going to be the deacon? You need a ride to come down here and shovel out the church.
You got to have that. Like, shit, you should have a plow truck.
Yeah,
you want to be a deacon.
Like, I want to drive a church van. Nigga, you ain't got no license. Well, you know,
driving
but I'm a good
church,
driver.
Driving a church van casually is wild business.
I'm faithful, but I'm faithful.
That is wild business.
I don't got no license, but I'm
pulling
faithful.
Up in the church van to the movies and shit.
Yeah.
No old people in it,
right,
nothing, just
right,
you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pulling up the little local basketball games, all that shit. You just got the church van at the Rucker.
talking to shorties.
And now at this point, the church don't even, like, I don't know. Like, you don't, like, my moms used to have a church.
Okay.
Like, because she knew her moms would get mad. You know what I mean? Her moms would be like, why don't you have a church?
Oh,
like,
you mean have a church home, or she used to own a church?
No, not own a church, but like, you have a church you go to. Yes. Like, you doing Sunday?
Yes.
You ain't got no primary
doctor? I'm shopping. Yeah. Well, when do you go into church? It was that type of vibes. But my mom, I mean, you know, it's like, I don't think my mom's like going to church that much. Yeah. So with me, she's not like she don't go to church now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it was just like, it's just a cultural thing too. Because back in the day, that's all black people had. You ain't have shit else to do but the church.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's weird the stuff that we keep going that we say is like cultural. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like some people have traditions on like how they clean. You know what I mean? And they be like, oh nigga, in this house, we used to have to cut grass every fucking Saturday. And we used to have to bleach the whole. And you know, some motherfuckers be like, I hated that shit. But as adults, they carry it on. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's Saturday. We cleaning this fucking house.
Well, that's because you stopped doing it and then your house fell apart. You're like, this shit is disgusting. Yeah. I'm about to bring back Saturday cleaning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you run back to the church.
But
you run
back to the church. Right. Yeah. And then sometimes people stop going to church. They turn to prostitutes or some shit.
Damn. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, look at fucking Black China. She was trying to fuck rappers, and then now she back at the church. So we
working
need
out,
church
doing CrossFit.
We need the church for that. We need a place for hoes to go when they finish being hoes.
Well, who else is going to save hoes other than hoes?
Right.
It's going to take a hoe.
Jesus hung with the hoes.
Right. It take a hoe to spider hoe. Right, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a respectable church person, how are you supposed to help a hoe get clean?
You've been in school all your life.
Right. They just running game on you.
Right.
I will be thy name.
Fine. Right.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Who got to hit all
it is in heaven.
You's a whole thing.
You a church motherfucker? Like, what was that? What do you
think? Right.
Nah, you need...
You need some hoes.
Yeah. All right.
That's funny.
Let's go ahead and wrap up this little segment here. This was fun, man.
It was fun.
Church.
Yo, thank y'all.
Holds.
We talked about it all. We covered it all.
Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online with all your handles and good stuff.
SimeonGoodson.com, at Sim de la Creme on Instagram. The Simeon Goodson Show on Instagram, TikTok. That's the podcast. I got to get y'all niggas on.
Yep.
And then that's it, man. 2024 coming. I don't know when it's going to air. It might be here already, but.
Yeah. Well, go check. Please.
If it is,
Cena,
turn it up.
Watch
yeah,
him.
Come through.
Simeon's fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
You can already hear. We just
He's
see
hilarious.
Chat.
Sim is one of the funniest niggas in New York. He's always been since I came out here.
Hey. Yeah, so thank you, man. Appreciate y'all. All
right. Let's take a little break. We'll see you guys next time.
No need for apologies.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.